AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Philadelphia's mayor says he's frustrated to learn that the Amtrak train that derailed Tuesday night was going 106 miles per hour around a curve that had a speed limit of less than half that. He says part of the focus has to be, what was the engineer doing? NTSB member Robert Sumwalt says the time the engineer hit the emergency brakes, he had no chance of slowing the train to a safe speed.
Well, he was already in the curve at that point. You're supposed to enter the curve at 50 miles an hour.
Sumwalt says a data recorder and a video camera in the train's front end could yield clues as to what happened. Railroad safety expert Stephen Sullivan says Amtrak has been trying to meet an end-of-year deadline to install a safety control system along the entire Northeast Corridor.
From my experience, Amtrak is very dedicated to this implementation. They have been working diligently and quickly to install it.
On Capitol Hill, a Republican-controlled House panel approved deep spending cuts to Amtrak's budget just a day after that deadly crash. A report concludes two senior Secret Service agents were more likely than not impaired by alcohol when they drove through a secure area at the White House earlier this year.
Mark Connolly, who's retiring, and George Ogilvie, who is on administrative leave, told investigators they only had a few of the drinks on what the IG claims was a significant bar tab.
The AP's Ross Simpson. Rain that lashed a broad swath of Texas brought flooding to many regions. Areas south of Houston swamped with up to 10 inches of rain. Emergency crews were searching for a man they believed was swept away by floodwaters in Clear Lake. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims and Bangladeshis abandoned at sea have nowhere to go. Malaysia turned away two boats crammed with more than 800 migrants, saying it couldn't afford to keep being nice. This is AP Radio News. Johnny Depp's two Yorkshire Terriers are in danger of being put down by authorities in Australia. He's there filming the latest Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and officials accuse him of smuggling his pets into the country. AP correspondent Rod McGurk reports from Canberra that Depp has been told to fly his dogs home.
The expectation from the government is that Mr. Depp will put the dogs on the private jet that brought him here and send them back. The government is telling me that they're in home quarantine, the house where Depp and his wife are staying on the Gold Coast. But we have not had any word from his people what his intentions are.
Australia has strict quarantine regulations to prevent diseases such as rabies spreading to its shores. The Agriculture Department has developed the first government certification and labeling for foods that are free of genetically modified ingredients. Certification would be voluntary. Companies would have to pay for it. They could carry a label that says USDA process verified. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.